Hey, folks, hope you're having a good holiday season. I'm going to be January 6th to the 8th. I'm going to be in Des Moines, Iowa, doing some shows at the Iowa Funny Bone. Come on out. We'll talk politics. No, we won't. That never works. Just come out. We'll have a few laughs. Des Moines, Iowa Funny Bone. Go online to get tickets. And January 24th to the 26th, I'm going to be in Edmonton, Canada. I'm hoping it's at least 75 degrees below zero. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Had a good holiday, good Christmas. It's 5 days later. On Christmas Day, I had 2 pieces of chocolate cake and 3 pieces of apple pie with ice cream. So I broke the record. I am still in sugar shock officially. I'm actually in bed right now with an IV. But it was worth it. No, had a great, great holiday. Hope you guys did too. By the way, if you're visiting the city and you're a tourist, and there are a lot of them here now, you don't have to come with this mindset that you're going to barrel through everybody. I think people come here and think you have to be super aggressive and they walk 4 abreast so that I can't get by you when I'm trying to walk down the street. Be human beings, will you, when you come to New York? My guest, Julie Haggerty. I was really psyched to talk to her. She's an actress I really enjoy. Her comedy style is really cool and very quirky and interesting to me. So it was a really great conversation with her. Enjoy it. Hope to see you in Des Moines, Iowa or Edmonton, Canada in January. And have a great new year as well. My guest this week is an actress that I really admired her work. She's starred as Elaine in the films Airplane and Airplane 1 and 2. She's appeared in a Midsummer Night's sex comedy, Lost in America, a film I absolutely love. What About Bob? Just a great, great body of work, Julie Haggerty. And she's in a great new film now, which has been nominated for 6 Golden Globes, Marriage Story, which is a streaming on Netflix. Nice to have you on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So the movie Marriage Story is about a marriage crumbling, and your part as you play Scarlett Johansson's mom. That's not too shabby, as they say.
Not shabby at all.
you bring some levity to this role. Was that something that attracted you to the idea of doing this? Because it's sort of an intense theme. What was that something that struck you when you read the script?
Well, I wanted to work with Noah, or at least just meet him,
mm-hmm. The director.
I read the script and I was blown away by it. And then I went and met with Noah, which was just everything I thought it would be. He's just a young genius, and I love his filmmaking. And so to be a part of it, and, you know, his writing is so naturalistic and so precise. And so it was great to be that character, but, you know, he is word perfect. So everything that was on the screen was on the page.
Hmm. How brilliant he is? I mean, you've worked with some, as they say, not too shabby directors, Albert Brooks, Woody Allen. I mean, you've, is there some common sort of thread or skill set or genius in working with those particular people, including Noah, that you've seen?
Well, I feel like I've been very lucky to have worked with such brilliant people, and but I also feel that I'm lucky, and also I feel like every time you go to work, it's each person, each job is like, it's like going to a new school.
Yeah.
You don't come with the same pencil, and just trust. Noah is, you get to rehearse with Noah, which is unusual now. Mm. And he sets it up like a play, so you know where you're going. And so he does all the groundwork, and you can collaborate, not in words, but, you know, go different places, but then you're set up to just then disappear into that character where you can just listen and be, and you have that beautiful net of his words and that person. So I'm so thrilled for him. I'm so thrilled for Scarlett and Adam and for the movie. It's just a beautiful, beautiful story and heartbreaking.
You said, I believe, about your role as the mom that, your quote is, she hasn't grown up to understand that everybody has to find their own way, which I thought was a really interesting and incisive point of view. What do you mean by that, and by that aspect of the character?
Well, I think that, it's a generational thing that, I think there's something very childlike about her. Mm-hmm. And but also that this is how she lived her life, and that's what made her happy. And so this is going to make my daughters happy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, my mom did that in a way. She used to say, because she had kind of a tough upbringing. Her dad died when she was young. She had to work a lot. And she used to say, I have to work, you have to work. And so we had to work in the family furniture business. So there's this sort of like, I think in her mind, she meant well, but sort of this is what I had to do, and it worked for me, so it should work for you. But we're different people. We're not the same person. So.
Yeah, we're all different human beings, but she's, parents, they think, well, this is going to help you through, and this is how you should live your life, and this is what is going to make you happy. But she hasn't grown up enough in her, you just said it precisely.
Yeah. How hard is it to sort of, this is some intense subject matter. Is it hard to sort of separate from that at the end of the day when you go home, you're obviously a brilliant actress. You've been doing it a long time, but do the roles or the parts stay with you from time to time?
No, I can separate pretty easily. I think when I was working on The Master Builder with Wally Shawn and Andre Gregory, that character spooked me a little bit. A Mrs. Solness, because she was. So she did spook me, but I come home and I have a wonderful husband and a lovely life. So you go home, you do your homework, you go to work, but I have a pretty happy life. So I don't know. I don't think it affects me. No.
Yeah. It's funny. You mentioned Wally Shawn, and he had this great observation about you. He talks about how spontaneous you are or you appear to be in your acting. He said, quote, I can't really describe her process. She seems to be one of the most completely spontaneous actors I've met. It seems like she's a very young person with an incredible imagination, so she could imagine herself into any situation the way a 10-year-old might. How do you allow yourself to be spontaneous when you have to be word perfect? As you mentioned, I think with a lot of these directors you work with and writers, they want you to stick with the words and not maybe improvise or sort of be inherently spontaneous with the words. How do you sort of balance those two?
Well, I think, if you're doing a play, so you have the rehearsal time to get those words in your being. So you're not searching for your words. So then you can listen and just be. I find it really hard when somebody changes the words on you the day before or during, because it takes me out of what I have to do. Because all of a sudden I have to think about what I have to say, as opposed to being, to listen. Mm. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, total. I mean, I've acted myself, and I do know what you mean, that you want to sort of just be able to forget about the words, so you're completely in the moment, and because even if there's a split second of your focus being taken away by something, it the camera picks it up, people pick it, it's very it's in your face, it's in your eyes, and Did in working with others like Peter and Albert Brooks and Woody Allen, did you also have the luxury of rehearsing? Was there a lot of changing of the script with those with working with those people, or was it once it was on the page?
Well, when we were doing Noises Off with Peter, it was a play. So then, and Peter was amazing because we rehearsed it like a play.
Right.
So the whole company could have gone on the road and performed the play because John Ritter and doing all the pratfalls and it was Carol Burnett and Christopher Reeve and Mary Lou Henner and Nicolette Sheridan and Mark Lynn Baker. And so we became like a theater troupe within the troupe. And then Woody Allen's Midsummer Night's Sex Comedy, you got the script way ahead of time. And so you could learn it. And with Albert, I had the script, and Albert would do, it's like every director works differently. Albert was acting, directing, and he wrote it. So when we were doing a scene, I learned quickly that he would sort of like go, oh, they didn't get that. So he would jump back into a different part of the scene and go from there. So you had to sort of jump around with him.
And Woody, my understanding is that does not give a lot of direction on set once you're in the flow of things, or does it just depend on the actress and the actor and the circumstances?
I worked with him once. It was quite a while ago, and I was thrilled to work with him. But no, he was, he doesn't give a lot of direction.
So you gotta really sort of be ready and know what you want to do. It sounds like a terrific role for you that you're really excited about in this current film that you're in, Marriage Story. And are you excited to be able to do something that's got sort of more of a dramatic turn? Obviously you've done a lot of comedy, but to be part of something that's a little bit more dramatic.
Yes, I'm just. I love this movie and it's, I've seen it now, golly, 5 times and every time I see it, I see something different. And it's not, I mean, it sounds like Missy Bridges here 'cause I'm in it, but that's not why I love the film. I love the story of watching these people. I feel like I'm looking through a window and watching life. And so it's a movie that, when you love a movie, you like to watch it over and over. So it sounds kind of funny because I have a part in it.
But, that's okay.
It's not because of that, honestly.
No. Hey, listen, you're allowed to... You're allowed to like. You're allowed to like your work. You're allowed to. You know. You should.
Well, no, I love. Oh golly, it just sounds like I'm being off. Like the.
No.
I just watch Scarlett and Adam do those scenes.
Yeah.
And and then when the auditor comes to watch Adam and his son have that's one of the most hysterical scenes
I've ever
seen in a film, and it's so heartbreaking and terrifying.
It is. It's so there's a realness to it. You just feel like Noah's really, maybe he didn't, but lived it. Like it just feels very real. It doesn't feel like you're watching a movie. In a way, it almost feels like you're watching a documentary in a way. It's kind of interesting.
Exactly. You know, it is. You really, I think, hit it on the nose that it's you're like watching a documentary about divorce and love and marriage. And then you pull back and you go, oh, no, this was a movie. I agree with you.
Right.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, it's wonderful. And your work is always wonderful. And it's really great to have you on. It's the movie is Marriage Story. It's been nominated for 6 Golden Globes. It's you can stream it on Netflix. And Julie Haggerty, it's great to have you on, and continued success.
Thank you. Thank you for your time and happy holiday.
Same to you. All right, there you go, Julie Haggerty. Hope to see you all in Des Moines, Iowa, January 6th to the 8th.
And you can go online to get tickets, the Iowa Funny Bone. And in Edmonton, Canada, I'm going to be at the Comic Strip Comedy Club January 24th to the 26th. There you go. 24th, 26th, Edmonton, Canada. And hope you guys have a great week. Thanks.